be for our opponents, but if you want to change, here it is. And the other thing that I think you can point out, I think a lot of you come from relatively conservative districts. And I know that they have a problem. They have a problem. Are we, what about this full employment budget and all the rest? And then the answer there is that, let's look at the difference between our approach and the approach of our Democratic friends who say, well, if a little deficit is a good thing, and the economy is not at full capacity, why not a bigger one? We have a restraint. We say that just as Eisenhower said in 58, we had a $12 billion deficit and a hell of a recession. You remember, a lot of our guys lost that year. But we say, well, a government, the federal government should spend, can have, should have a deficit when the economy is not at full capacity. Now that deficit must not exceed what the tax system would produce at full employment. If you don't do that, then you go hog wild, then you go to the other extreme. That's where my philosophy differs from the so-called the all-out Keynesians. On the other side of the coin, once we get full capacity, then we run a surplus. We do something about taxes, all the other things. So in terms of the in terms of your conservatives too, another thing I think you can hit very hard. I know that welfare reform bothers some of you in terms of the family assistance aspect. Fine. Forget it. Don't get into that. Just say, do you like the present welfare system? No, it's a hell of a mess. And then look at my speech in Wittenberg where I said, okay, I am not for a guaranteed annual income. Where I said, also, and all of you say, even from the most conservative districts, you say, where a person can't help himself, where there are children, you know, who've got to be taken care of, where there are people that are unemployable, the rest, let us be more generous. But the way to be more generous with people who cannot help themselves is to quit helping those who can help themselves and refuse to do so. By gosh, that's what people want. People are sick and tired of a group of people, even those guys down there in the mall. They're sitting in their butts joining what is taking welfare. But it could work. Now, my view is this, that we've got a pretty good thing to talk about. So you look at the numbers. What do they offer our Democratic friends? Spend more? What do they offer in foreign policy? They say, well, we should end the war that they began. They say, as of a date certain. How do they know we may not end it sooner? That's the answer. All we say is this. We remember Glenn back in 52 election. You guys remember. I made a speech and it drove Adlai Stevenson out of the law. But you remember he made that little statement out of the Oregon term, which is now defunct, Portland term, where he was asked at a conference about the mess in Washington. He says, there is a mess in Washington, but I can clean it up better than President General Eisenhower can, because of my experience. And I went out and said, when you got a mess, you don't elect somebody to clean up the mess and help to make it. Now that's the situation with regard to foreign policy. These guys, as a result of their failures in foreign policy, have lost the right to now lead the country in the field of foreign policy. We didn't make the mess. We're cleaning up the mess that they made. In domestic policy, same thing. But also in domestic policy, the positive thing, the idea that here's an administration done two things. One, we're ending a war and building for a solid peace. Two, we are also going beyond them. We're taking an economy that was highly inflated, an economy that looked very, very healthy because it was fat, but actually that was sick, ready to have a terrible heart attack. We have brought it around. We've thinned it down without having a cataclysmic heart attack that it otherwise would have. But three, where we could have stopped here, we've gone on beyond that, and we're reforming government rather than pouring billions of dollars into a governmental system that is presently obsolete. We're reforming welfare, we're reforming education, we're reforming the health system. And we're doing all this consistent with traditional Republican American principles of reliance on the individual rather than turning to reliance on local state government rather than turning to
President,
I think you can make that kind of pitch as to what you can sell to.
President, you've been very generous with the
Well, we've got to get you just before you go. The President has a statement for the press.
it's alert to the fact that many of you are here, and they may have never afterwards to get from you some quote that might make it difficult for us to put the leadership of the president's plan. Let's say we talked about revenue sharing, reorganization, the economy, and foreign policy, and that's it.
We had a discussion on all those matters, and how we can provide constructive leadership in these fields. So again, discussion we need to I wanted to show you, these are, some of you already have these, but they're very nice, and my usual line is, of course, that you already have rich and sick. This is something new, and because all of you guys are trying to cut red tape, get rid of the damn paperwork, this is the new presidential paper. So, laid out on the paper. And if this won't hold the paper down, you've got too damn much paper.
Thank you.
if our policy would withdraw, Christ would have done it the day after the election. But the reason we got in here is that we were trying to provide the capacity to stop the enemy left over to avoid a contrary everywhere. And that is why that withdrawal must be accomplished consistent with that goal.
Thank you.